How did the piano become a part of your life?
So this goes back to when I was very little, and in our house we had an electric keyboard, and it was my favorite toy. I would play on it for hours and like try to play the songs from the screen. So my mom noticed it, and she's like, "Oh," so she signed me up for piano lessons, and that's how I first got started. My first live orchestra concert was with the RPO Orchestra series, and it taught me about like all the instruments of the orchestra and like all the composers, so that also helped me get into music.
And as you've played, I mean, from this first inspiration, there's a lot more that goes into becoming a pianist. As you've gone along, what are some of the things that's inspired you?
Definitely listening to other people play. I remember going to Toronto to hear Evgeny Kissin play solo recital. He's a really famous pianist. And right when he started, he was so immersed into the music, and he immediately captivated us. And the audience loved him so much that he played 3 encores. And I think by going to concerts like these, and I can get inspiration from other people.
And you've played a couple times before now with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. What is it like coordinating all that you've worked on yourself at the piano with the orchestra, this not even just one other musician, a whole, you know, roomful?
My past experience with the RPO has been really good because there's such a great orchestra, and it's really not hard to like collaborate with them, and especially the conductor is always very good with like watching. But definitely there is some degree of like compromise, so maybe you have to make a passage or a beat more clear because the orchestra comes in. That's definitely one of the situations. Maybe you have to look more at the conductor. That's also really important.
And what had you known about From the Top before you applied for it?
My mom introduced me to From the Top back when they had like live video shows, and I would watch them, and I liked them a lot because everybody was like super talented, but they also were unique, and they always had something interesting to share.
And then could you talk a little bit about your teacher and the work you've done with preparing for these things?
So my teacher is Elio Suarez, and I go to his private studio in Brighton. He is really such a great teacher, and I'm really grateful to have had him for so many years. He's really encouraging and nice, but he also has high standards, so it always motivates me to keep improving and becoming a better musician. All of these opportunities, like From the Top, I owe to my piano teacher because he has helped me so much in earning these opportunities.
And is there anything else you want to add about this experience?
I'm so excited to be a part of this show. It's like the largest showcase in the United States for young classical musicians. So I can share my music with people across the country, and especially on this show, the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra is going to be playing, and there are world-class orchestra that's here locally, and I'm really glad to be working with the conductor Ward Stair and all the musicians.